Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Madiba was the only president in our democracy to actually finish his term. Just got to put that out there for you. Thabo Mbeki was interrupted. Kgalema Motlanthe was brief. And Jacob Zuma stepped down as well. And now, president, with all the news that's coming out, could possibly have to step aside. I don't know. Okay, I do know that the ANC is very much split right now, and that the president of the ruling party and of the country is in one camp, and then there's a whole bunch of other people in the other camp. But that's neither here nor there. If there was criminality, then people need to pay for it. So to joining us this morning is our go-to news guy, senior news editor for Newswatch at East Coast Radio, Marius van der Walt. Good morning, Marius.
Morning.
Thank you for joining us. Marius, help me make sense of this. A panel found that our president may have committed serious misconduct or violated Prevention and Combating Corruptive Activities Act. What's exactly, in a nutshell, what is being called the misconduct or the illegality?
That's a big one. How much time do you have?
We don't have. It's breakfast radio. Just quickly, summarize.
Okay. So basically, the PRECA Act, so the act that he's accused of possibly violating, is the amount of money that he had, right, which was $850,000 by his own admission, that he got from a sale, allegedly, of animals from his private farm that was stashed in his sofa. Also, admitted to him, that money, when it was stolen, should have been reported to the Hawks. It was not.
Okay.
That is a criminal offense.
Snap. Okay, so therein lies the criminality.
Yes. He reported it to Wally Reuter, who's the head of his security. He's not the Hawks.
But hang on a second. Isn't there an argument to be made that a police or judicial group, if this is my security force, they are a executive policing force. If I report to them, then I've reported it.
Well, that is Ramaphosa's argument, but the panel headed by very respected retired Chief Justice Sandile Ngcobo said no. It's not. And getting somebody like Wally Reuter, who is there to protect you, not your private property, not there to make sure you are safe as the president, reporting that to him, expecting him to deal with your personal stuff, is also not great.
Oh, sure, but...
And it's an abuse of power.
So it doesn't... So it's not looking great for the president.
It actually made the situation worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on, Marius. Yeah. If we had to put money down on what we think our president's response is going to be, what do you think? What would you put money on?
Well, so he did release a very brief statement last night, saying obviously it's quite serious, and he's going to basically study the report, look at it, and then he will respond to it in due course. What we do know, he was supposed to be in the National Council of Provinces this afternoon to answer oral questions. That has just been cancelled. Even the Deputy President, today's World AIDS Day, was supposed to be in Bloemfontein for the World AIDS Day festivities. That has also been cancelled. So, and we are seeing that reports around a ANC National Executive Committee meeting today.
Yeah, and then before we even get to, well, not before we get to the NEC meeting, a lot of words been thrown around, vote on no confidence, impeachment, step aside. Is this that serious that we are looking at those things?
Yes, I think so. So, there are basically now two parallel processes going on, right?
Yeah.
One is Ramaphosa, the ANC president, and whether the ANC's NEC is going to recall him or ask him to step aside.
Yeah.
Right? And the other one is Ramaphosa, the president of the Republic of South Africa, and whether he is going to be impeached. That decision needs to be made by the National Assembly. They are debating it and voting on it next week.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.